Well, praise the Lord then. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this very first Sunday of this year, 2012. You brought us through 2011, and Jehovah Shammah, you are already there. There is no future with you. And so, Lord, we thank you because anything and all the things that are ahead of us this year, you are already there. And if we can only believe, he said, if thou shalt only believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. Help each and every one of us to believe so that we may see the glory of God, even in this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give a lot of hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this morning, bitter waters made sweet. Amen? That's my message this morning. Now, bitter waters made sweet. You know, that's what the Lord wants me to preach for us this morning. I'm not going to talk about, you know, New Year resolutions and stuff like that. This is going to be straight from the Word of God. I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 15. And I'm going to read from verse 22. This story, and I know that, you know, some people like good stories and so forth. So let's tell a good story here from the Word of God in Exodus 15, starting at verse 22. Now, this is the story of the children of Israel. You know, if you know the background, of course, God, you know, after they were many, many years, 400 years and a little over 400 years, 430 to be exact, you know, in Egypt, for many of those years, they were afflicted, and then God finally brought them out by a strong hand. You know, and so here's their journey into the wilderness. Exodus 15 and verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now, I want you to take notice of that. So the first journey, after they had this tremendous miracle of passing through the Red Sea, you know, nothing like it has ever been seen. Tremendous that God did. And drowned all their enemies and so forth. You know, so they went 3 days into the wilderness, and the next thing, they found no water. And then they went from Shur and proceeded on, and they came to this place called Marah. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah. Now, Marah is different from Shur. Shur didn't have any water. Marah had waters, but they were bitter, and they couldn't drink the waters. So they couldn't drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of the place was called Marah, because Marah means bitterness. You know, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And then Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. See, that's how the Lord proved them. Now, listen to this. And Moses said unto them, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes." Notice all the things, there are four different things that he's saying. It's all about the same thing. "Then not only will these waters be healed," amen, amen, people, "but you will be able to sustain your healing." You know, "I will keep the sicknesses at bay from you. They will not come near you." All the sicknesses and so forth that I put upon the Egyptians that you saw in the land, the great work that I did, you know, even in your presence there, you saw it. All of this evil will come upon you as long as you keep my word. Hallelujah. And so finally, they came to, so there's this next place. There was Shur, and there was Marah, and now there is Elam. So, see, and I want you to see the progression. I want you to see the progression. When they came to Elam, there were 12 wells of water that was waiting. And 70 palm trees that was already waiting. Now, in this desert, palm trees and so forth like that, you know, you see that, man, you jump for joy, you know. And they come there, you know, by the water. So I want you to take a look at the progression. First, they came to this place. There was no water at all. And then when they finally found water, the water was bitter. They couldn't drink it. You know, but God was trying to make a point. Hallelujah, somebody. See, God can turn the bitter waters into sweet. Can I get an amen on that? That's right. God can turn bitter waters into sweet. You know, and after God proved them there, well, they didn't impress the Lord very much, you know, because of their grumbling, you know. But see, most of the time when people are grumbling and people are impatient with the Lord, you know, the very thing that God has provided for them is just right around the corner. How many of you can say amen? Now, Elam was just right around the corner. Just right around the corner. That's where it was. Elim was just right around the corner. And God had already prepared 12 wells according to the 12 tribes of Israel. He had already prepared 70 palm trees. He had already prepared something for them to do. But they were grumbling anyhow because they were short-sighted. Well, I want you to notice something, and I'm going to take you back to this journey. I want to let you know that in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 18, when God called Moses to go to Egypt to bring the people out, and Moses was saying, well, you know, what am I going to say? Are they going to believe me and so forth? And how am I going to get Pharaoh? How am I going to persuade Pharaoh to let us go? So God told him in Exodus 3 and verse 18, that you're going to tell Pharaoh to let you go, that you are going for 3 days' journey in the wilderness. So I want you to read that in Exodus 3, 18. And so, in Exodus 5, 3, and also Exodus 8, 27, if you're writing it down, I want you to know that Moses actually went and told Pharaoh these same things. He said, look, we need to go worship our God in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, well, you know, you got a lot of land. You go do it over there. I said, no, we can't do that. We got to go into the wilderness, and we got to go 3 days. You know, just like the Lord told him to say. And he said that. And he said, he repeated it to Pharaoh. Of course, Pharaoh wouldn't listen. Now, why am I bringing this out? The reason I'm bringing this out is this. The fact that God told you to do something doesn't mean that you're not going to find any challenges along the way. Hello, somebody. This was exactly what God told him to tell Pharaoh. You are going 3 days into the wilderness. And they went that 3 days journey exactly as God said. But when they got the 3 days, they found no water. I mean, why would God tell them, go 3 days, and then when they get after exactly the 3 days, because Moses told them. See, everything God told Moses, he told the people. See, when they wouldn't believe God, when Moses told them, look, you got to put this lamb's blood upon your doorpost to be saved. They didn't believe God. So Moses had to tell them, look, God told me this. He said, how do we know he will keep his word? He said, because we have his promise. Well, they asked him, how do you know the destroyer will pass us over? Because God will keep his word. Amen. So Moses had to tell them all these things step by step. So he also told them, not only did he tell Pharaoh, he also kept telling those people, look, we're going 3 days journey into the wilderness. So the people had this 3 days thing in their mind. Well, God said, Moses said, God said, we are going 3 days in the wilderness. So finally, after 3 days, it's like, all right, we've arrived where God said we are going. And all of a sudden, there's no water. Hello, somebody. Yeah. But God knows what he's doing. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. You've got to trust the Lord all the way. Yeah. You can't just get to one place, and just because you face one little hardship, you begin to grumble and murmur against the Lord. You know? And God was proving this simple. Okay, so they got to shore, there was no water. Well, Moses said, well, never mind that and so forth. Let's go forward. Amen? Amen, somebody? Amen. Forward only. Never backwards in Jesus' name. Amen. You all need to know that this year, you need to go forward. Amen. And never go backwards in Jesus' name. So Moses said, never mind there's no water. We got to keep going forward. because the angel of the Lord says we should go forward. So they went to the next place and they said, oh, great, they saw the water. Everybody ran to the water. Say, why, you know, and then, and all of a sudden everybody started getting sick. The first few people that drank the water, they all got sick. And they said, and they, I mean, they want to almost like tear Moses apart. What are we going to do? First, we can't find any water. Now we can't find water and we can't drink it. And the Lord said to Moses, you know, don't worry about it. See that tree over there? You cut that tree, you throw it in the water. Amen. And when Moses did what the Lord said, he turned the bitter waters and made them sweet. Now, the bitter waters were there for a reason. You know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14, this is the reason why God allows bitter waters for you sometimes. He said, in the day of prosperity, rejoice. Amen. But in the day of bitter waters or adversity, consider this. See, that there is a reason why God puts both of them side by side so that you will not go to anywhere else but unto Him. Amen. Because sometimes God needs to give us some little, you know, turning of the screws so that we can cry unto Him. Amen. Praise God. But I want to tell you what, you know, God never prepared the bitter waters for them. Oh, no, no, no. What He prepared was those 12 wells of water and those 70 palms. Those other things were just challenges along the way. Amen. Now, when God tells you something, He knows what He's doing. You know, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to face challenges. You face all kinds of challenges, but in your mind, you need to say that God already told me that we are going to the other side. Amen? Just like He told the disciples, let's go on to the other side. They should have known that that's what Jesus said, and that means they cannot perish in the ocean. Because Jesus said, let's go to the other side. Amen? And if they would have remembered that, they would not have panicked. Hallelujah. So, God prepared the waters, but they had to go through many, many challenges, even to get to the waters that God had prepared. So there is a refreshing. You know, there are the 12 wells and 70 palms, like date palms and so forth, that you find in the wilderness that have fruit that they can eat and all of these things that God has already provided. 3 days journey, they had nothing. They were just surviving on the things that they spoiled from the Egyptians. You know, but, you know, God had prepared. He'll make you go through. The Bible says, you know, after you suffer a while and after you do all of these things, God will establish you. You will inherit, you know, if you hold on. You see? So, you know, they went through some stuff and God brought them through and so forth. You know, and God had made provision. You know, but sometimes you have to go through some stuff. That's just the way that God deals with us. He makes us go through some stuff. You know, test us, you know. And, you know, so especially sometimes, you know, when you have a mixed multitude. When you have like 2 million people, the bunch of unbelief and so forth in there. So God will have to show who's got some faith. Amen? Amen. There's a mixed crowd, you know. And that mixed crowd gives them opportunity to remember the land from where they came so that they can say, oh, you know, we were better off in Egypt. But there are no graves over there for us to die and be buried. Do we need to come and die here in the wilderness? They'll have opportunity to say that because there's mixed crowd. Yeah. There's always, the devil will always have his people in there. The people that will, you know, tell you a little something to discourage you and get you off the track. Amen, somebody? Amen. Oh, yeah. But God always has a remnant. Amen. God always has the people of God that will believe His word. That will say, we are able to go and take the country. Hallelujah. Amen. Never mind the giants. Never mind all of these things. We are able to go forward. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you something. You know, there are some of you in here that have bitter waters. And I have been praying the whole week. You know, and God asked me to tell you this morning. I'm going to pray here this morning. You know, you may have some areas of your life that is, you know, full of bitter waters right now. And let's look at it this way. When you get to shore, these people got to shore, there was no water. So they asked for water. And then when they finally got the water, they couldn't drink the water. Now that sounds like some people in here this morning. You know, maybe, and it's what the Lord showed me over the weekend, you know, maybe there's something you've been asking for. And then when you ask of it, finally you get it, but it comes with all kinds of bitterness. Hello? Oh yeah. Maybe you're asking for a wife. Now you get a wife, but it's all kinds of trouble. Maybe you're asking for a husband. You get a husband, and it's all kinds of trouble. You know? Maybe you're asking for children. Finally you get the children, but the children are wayward. You know? Maybe you are believing God, you know, for whatever it is. You know? Whatever it is you are believing God for. You know, maybe one day you are even believing God for a house or a place, and you get to the house, and all of a sudden, you know, burglars come in and steal the oven. You know, or maybe you are a young person, you know, seeking God's grace to go into college and so forth. You know, and you try everything else, and finally you get admission into college, and then when you get there, you are not doing well. Is somebody catching my drift? You ask for things like these people ask for water, and they got the water, and they couldn't drink it. Because you were bitter. But I want to tell you something. Never mind the bitterness. I want you to look at the sweetness that God is able to create. Amen. Amen. God is able to take whatever is bitter in your life right now. The bitter waters you are going for. You asked for water and now you got it, but it's bitter. God is able to take the waters and make them sweet. Amen. And we are going to declare the word of God this morning. To do just that. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So there may be all these things that are in your life, you know, and so forth. But I want you to let you know that just like these people, you know, if you pass the test, you know, and you let God change, you know, there's always something greater just around the corner. Amen? So always something greater just around the corner. So you hang in there with God. And don't you be discouraged. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, and I know, like, you know, New Year's message, people want to hear a message of joy and so forth. Well, this is a message of joy. You know, because God is going to make your bitter waters sweet. Praise God. You know, and those things which you ask for, you know, and even some of you, and the Lord just reminded me this, you know, some of you asking for a job, you know, in this economy and so forth like that, you know. And I would have been amiss if I didn't speak it to that. You know, you're asking for a job and so forth. And finally you get the job and you begin to make money. And it's like putting the money in a bag of holes. Hello? Because all of a sudden, the moment you earn the money, there's a big problem that comes in. And you have to spend the money on that thing. Anybody still with me? Those are bitter waters. And that's the spirit of prophecy bringing that out this morning in case you don't understand it. Those are bitter waters in your life. When you ask for the water, finally when you get it, it turns bitter. And you cannot, because the Bible says, it is the gift of God that a man should do well and enjoy the good of all his labor. Amen. Not for you to be putting your money in a bag of holes. Not for you, the moment you earn something, there's a big problem with it. It's kind of like the dragon opened its mouth. The moment there's a blessing in your life, the devil consumes that blessing from you. You ask for a blessing, you get it. The enemy takes that blessing from you. Those are bitter waters, say the Lord. Hallelujah. And God is fixing to heal those waters here this morning. Hallelujah. Because there is a time of refreshing that God has appointed. Amen, somebody. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. There is a time of refreshing. After you go through Shur, and after you go through Mara, the bitter waters, you are calling to Elim, where God has prepared a time of refreshing. God has prepared a time of refreshing for you this year. If you believe it, you can say amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if there are bitter waters in your life that you want God to heal, you know, I want you to take a step of faith here this morning. And the step of faith is, I want you to step out of the aisle and come and stand right here and let me believe the Lord with you. Bitter waters in your life. All these categories and more. You know, these categories that I've described and more that I haven't described. But you know the things that are bitter in your life. Things that God gave you that should be sweet. Or things that you pursued, which you thought, well, if I get this thing, I'll finally have happiness. Well, now you get it, but it is bitter. Or, you know, I get this job and I'll finally be able to pay my bills. Well, you get the job, but you still can't pay your bills. Because the moment there is one other big problem comes in, and you have to languish your money on that. These are bitter waters. Hallelujah. God has exposed the bitter waters here this morning.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God will heal the bitter waters. Now, I want those of you that came out, and I thank you for coming. You didn't come unto me. You came because you heard the word of God. Amen? That's right. Faith comes by hearing. So you heard the word of God, and your faith is energized. And you took a step of faith, and you came out. And I want to tell you that you have faith already. Don't be doubting your mind. Well, do I really have faith? Yes, you do. If you didn't have faith, you wouldn't come out of your seats. In fact, you wouldn't come out from your homes. You came, you know, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, you know, well, long service last night and all of that and so forth. But anybody that makes the effort to come in here this morning, amen. Now, I gave myself to prayer the whole week. I said, Lord, your people this year. Amen. And so, here's what we're going to do. I want you to throw your hands up. And those bitter waters in your life, I want you to zero in right now. Within yourself. Zero in to those areas that are full of bitter waters in your life. Something which you thought, oh yes, this should be my joy, this should be whatever, but it's actually bitter. You know, okay, you know, every time you try to catch it, it slips from you. Every time you are about to get it, you don't get it, you know. It's always like up and down and so forth like that. And you never really have any, you know, enjoyment of the sweetness that God can bring. I want you to zero in on those areas this morning. Hallelujah. You may even be praying for somebody. You may be praying for your children. You know, maybe you'll be praying, okay, Lord, let me have children and so forth. Then you get a children, and all of a sudden, the child, you know, is malformed or something. Or grows up and becomes wayward. Something that you believe God for. And it becomes bitter on you. Well, God is healing those bitter waters here this morning. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Behold, saith the Lord, I have healed the bitter waters. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap.
Thank you, Jesus.
And ye shall eat in plenty.
Amen.
And ye shall eat, you know, not only eat in plenty, but you shall have even more to spare.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your basket, which is for now, and your storehouse, which is provision for the future, is in God's hands.
Amen.
And when you eat in plenty, you shall praise the name of the Lord your God.
Amen.
And you shall remember that it is the Lord your God that has made the bitter waters in your life to be sweet.
Amen.
And you will return the praise unto the Lord your God.
Amen.
For he alone is God.
Amen.
And ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. That I am he, and beside me there is no savior.
Amen.
And there is no other person that can turn the bitter waters in your life to sweetness except by me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have healed those waters. Now I want you to rejoice. Throw up your hands and rejoice before me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Now I'm going to just go through here. And I want you to put your hands in my hand, and we're going to believe the Lord together.
Amen.
You know, God's already done it. He spoke the word. He said, behold, I've healed those waters. Amen?
Amen?
So it's not what I'm doing now, but what I'm doing now is, you know, one time Jesus said, look, you know, when he was at the grave of Lazarus, he said, you know, after he made the prayer, he said, I didn't do it for my sake. I did it for their sake. So what I'm doing now is to help you get that human connection. Because God said, if two of you shall agree, well, he's already done it. Amen?
Amen.
So this is just to help you get that human connection. So I'm going to stand right here. I want you to put your hand in my hand right here. If you believe God, that God has healed the bitter waters in your life, put it right here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Put it right here.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God has healed
Amen.
The bitter waters in your life. That's right. You know, we touch, we believe God together. If any two of you, he said, hallelujah, any two of you, that makes two of us. Once we agree, once we hold the hands and believe God together, God has done it. Hallelujah, somebody. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody, put it right here, brother. Somebody say hallelujah. God has healed the bitter waters. God has healed those bitter waters. God has healed the bitter waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has healed the bitter waters. 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 Bitter waters. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. God has healed your bitter waters. Amen. Praise God. I want you to raise your hands. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Wave your hands to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Wave your hands to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank Him for what He has done. Thank Him for what you have done, what He has done. And every day, I want you to enter into His presence with thanksgiving. Enter this way into His presence. Thank Him for what He has already done. Give thanks to Him for healing the bitter waters in your life. And praise the name of the Lord always. 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 Hallelujah. And if you believe that God has given you the victory here this morning, I want you to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe that God has given you the victory here this morning, I want you to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe that God has given you the victory this morning, shout it again, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to invite the praise team to come up here and let's shout together that He has given me the victory. Yes. Hallelujah. If you believe that, come on up here, praise team. Let's shout this victory together that God has given you. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Bitter waters healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together again for the Lord. Put your hands again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.